Introducing Felon Debrief, a weekly look at major criminal cases and investigations from across Australia. Each episode, we break down the latest developments in ongoing investigations, court proceedings, and cold cases. In episode one, we delve into a series of high-profile cases spanning from Victoria to Queensland, New South Wales, and South Australia. The most pressing case this week remains the manhunt for Desi Freeman. Freeman, 56, is accused of fatally shooting two Victoria police officers during a search warrant in Poroponga on August 26th. Detective leading Senior Constable Neil Thompson, 59, and Senior Constable Vadim Dewart Hotart, 34, were killed in the attack, while a third officer was seriously injured and is now recovering. Freeman, a known sovereign citizen, allegedly sent a text to a friend days before the incident stating, "They can shoot me," a chilling sign of his intent to resist. Since then, he has remained on the run. Authorities have mounted the largest tactical policing operation in Victorian history, deploying more than 450 officers and conducting searches across over 100 properties, gorges, caves, rivers, and even abandoned mine shafts. Armoured vehicles, snipers, and specialist units have been seen in Myrtleford and surrounding towns. The search has been hampered by alpine blizzards, sub-zero temperatures, and treacherous terrain. Police warn he is armed and dangerous, urging the public not to approach. Freeman's former bush mentor has confirmed that he possesses strong survival skills, knowledge of caves, tunnels, and self-sufficiency that could help him avoid capture for weeks. Family members fear he may never surrender, raising concerns of a violent end. A $1 million reward, the largest ever offered in Victoria, is now on the table for information leading to his arrest. More than 1,100 tips have been received, but none have yet led police to his location. The manhunt has deeply affected communities around Bright and Poroponga. Tourism operators report losses of up to 80%, prompting the Victorian government to announce a $2.5 million support package. Travel warnings for Poroponga have now been lifted, though Mount Buffalo National Park remains closed. The funerals of Thompson and Dewart Hotar were held earlier this month at the Victoria Police Academy, where colleagues, family, and the broader community paid tribute to their service. In Perth, Tobias Marcus Nuttall, age 32, has been charged with the murder of his 30-year-old fiancée, known publicly by the alias Ali Lauren. She was found fatally stabbed at their home in Bassendean on Reed Street at approximately 12:30 p.m. on August 20th. She was rushed to Royal Perth Hospital in critical condition, but later died from her injuries. Tobias Nuttall, a philosophy graduate from the University of Notre Dame, is co-host of the conspiracy and occult-themed podcast Waking World. In July, Ali appeared on an episode of the podcast where she discussed her past work in the sex industry, growing up in New Zealand, and their interest in occult practices, including claims of supernatural or magic elements at locations she'd worked in. Following the stabbing, Nuttall was arrested at the scene. He appeared at Midland Magistrates Court, Western Australia, wearing a blue jumpsuit and spoke only to confirm his name. He did not apply for bail. He is due to appear via video link at Stirling Gardens Magistrates Court on September 17th, 2025, where the next steps in the hearing will occur. The victim, Ali Lauren, is described by friends as calm, intellectual, introspective, and caring. She had recently returned from New South Wales with Nuttall, where he had a medical appointment related to a back injury. The case has drawn strong public attention, not only because of Nuttall's online profile and podcast, but also due to the personal and sensitive background details of the victim that have emerged. There has been criticism of how media and others involved in the podcast have discussed her past, especially focusing on sensational aspects of her life rather than her as a victim. In Queensland, a teenager faces a potential life sentence for the murder of 58-year-old Greg Josephson in Clayfield on June 26th. Josephson, a businessman and co-founder of the fashion retailer Universal Store, was found critically injured with a stab wound at his home during a house party. The 15-year-old boy, also from Clayfield and known to Josephson, has been charged with murder, CCTV footage captured the teenager near the scene, hours after the incident, reportedly tampering with bins outside a cafe. The case marks the first major test of Premier David Crisafulli's youth crime reforms, which mandate adult sentencing for serious crimes committed by minors. If convicted, the teen could face life imprisonment with a non-parole period of 20 years and will be transferred to an adult prison upon turning 18. The earliest possible release would be in 2045 at age 35. In Melbourne, 26-year-old Kwa Atta was shot dead in a drive-by shooting at Franklin and Elizabeth Streets on September 7th. Two men, Ada Koth, 22, and Moses Lala, 23, have been charged with his murder. Police report that the shooting was targeted and that all individuals involved were known to each other. Ada, remembered as a promising footballer and entrepreneur, had a prior charge of affray connected to a 2023 fatal stabbing, though his murder charge in that case had been dropped. The investigation is ongoing, and police are working to address a recent rise in violent incidents across Melbourne with assurances of proactive investigations to maintain public safety. In Port Lincoln, South Australia, John Misloff, 64, has been charged with the 2002 murder of Susan Goodwin following the discovery of human remains in the backyard of his former residence. Major crime detectives conducted a fresh excavation leading to Misloff's arrest. Susan Goodwin, 39, was reported missing in July 2002, with her car later found at her home, but no trace of her since. Misloff represented himself in court and delivered an expletive-laden tirade during his unsuccessful bail application. Prosecutors revealed he had admitted to killing Goodwin and burying her body under caution, citing this and his lack of stable residence as reasons for denying bail. The case is set to return to court on April 15, 2026, providing some relief to her surviving family, who had endured years of uncertainty. Finally, in Grafton, New South Wales, a 17-year-old has been charged with the murder of a 35-year-old man stabbed near Hay Street, Waterview, around 1 a.m. on September 17th. Emergency services found the victim fatally wounded at the scene. A second 17-year-old was arrested and charged with the fray. Both teenagers were refused bail and are scheduled to appear in children's court. Authorities recovered a knife, a metal pole, and an axe handle from the area, indicating a violent confrontation. The investigation is ongoing, and police are working to determine the circumstances leading to the fatal attack. That concludes this week's episode of Felon Debrief. Be sure to tune in next week for another update on the latest crime news and developments shaping the country.